Pertaining to life. 2 Peter 1:3 reads, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." As you listen today, may you be in tune to those things which God has given pertaining to your physical, spiritual, and mental health.
Open Source Vegan.
Today, I've gone through my audio vault to share this recording on meal timings. It was done by Amon Anderson and myself for Pertaining to Life Network. You can find PTL online at ptlnetwork.org. Let's listen to the broadcast now.
Now we're going on to the third principle, and that is meals shouldn't be too close together. So why shouldn't meals be too close together? I know for myself, many times I've just eaten whenever I felt like it, but why should I have a regular time of eating, Amon?
Well, that's a pretty deep subject, because as a child growing up, one of my favorite snacks was raisins, pecans, or raisins and almonds, or raisins and walnuts. Right when I come back home from school, I'll get my little baggie, fill it up, pack with raisins and nuts, and I'll just eat, having no specific time. Now, the problem with this is, if I just could continue eating and eating and eating all throughout the day, what's going to happen is my stomach is going to continually be churning and flushing out juices, gastric juices, you know, into my stomach just so it can break down the food. And it's just going to keep doing it, keep doing it. And this gastric juice is powerful because at one point in my life, I had acid reflux,
which is
those gastric juices going up into your throat area. And that stuff is powerful. For a while, I couldn't even talk because the juices, it just felt like it was eating my throat. And imagine that in your stomach, as that juice is just flushing out and going against your stomach lining, bit by bit, it's just going to eat up your stomach lining. And what will happen is it's going to be so penetratable that that juice will just eat a hole in your stomach and food will just be flying out.
Wow.
Gradually. It's not going to happen instantly. But if I just keep doing that until I'm like 60, 50, maybe even sooner, I mean, I can have serious problems.
Okay, so what do you do to stop that? I mean, what should you do instead of having your meals so close together? What do you do, actually?
Well, one thing that's important to have is a big breakfast and a meal plan. Breakfast, lunch, and supper if it's necessary. Reason why I say that is they did a study on women and found out that by them eating breakfast, that they were able to lose weight and be sustained throughout the day by eating a good breakfast. That's why they say many of your calories should come from your breakfast meal, the most important meal of the day. So as you're eating your breakfast, you're taking in foods that will sustain you. The reason why I was so inclined to eat in between meals is because I was eating this little small breakfast, and then later on, I'm hungry, so I eat some more, and then a little bit. And so I eat a little bag of chips, which are not going to sustain me for maybe 5 hours. So then I'm hungry again. So I go get some more food, and then some more food, because I've been getting these little snacks that haven't been sustaining me. Now, I have had a breakfast at one point in my life, actually every day now, where that breakfast is so sufficient that I'm not even hungry till lunchtime because of the amount of food that is taken in. So it is very important to get a big meal. So throughout the day, you know, I'm not feeling a need to go get some more. And that's the thing about lunchtime. Lunch is very serious because if I don't partake of my lunch, then I'm going to be hungry later on. And if I eat my lunch late, then what will happen is, in a little lunch late, then I'm going to be hungry at night. And I'm going to eat some more at night. Then I'm not going to get any sleep. I'm going to just be suffering. I'm going to be dying because my stomach is going to be churning. And I've experienced that. When I'm sleeping, I can just feel my stomach just... And it's annoying. And I'm like, oh, You know, I'm just tired because I just can't stand this. And you can literally feel your stomach just moving, mm-hmm. just from place to place, churning, because it's trying to get your food that you ate at like 6 o'clock done. So, I mean, if you consider it, it takes 5 hours to digest your food fully. Four, but five for the rest. Because if your body does not have that rest, I mean, your stomach is just going to be totally paralyzed in a way, because it needs rest. Just like when working out, you can't just keep working and working and working. In order for that muscle to grow, it must rest. So 5 hours, and then after that 5 hours, I can partake. Now, if I go to sleep with a big meal, because of the fact that I didn't eat no big meal throughout the day, but just a little bag of chips and Snicker bars, I'm just going to just flush it all in at nighttime, and I'm not going to get any sleep. So the problem is my body is going to take at least 5 hours just to break that food down. And if it's carbohydrates and meats and proteins, it's going to take even longer. And it's just going to, I mean, just churn and break, and, you know, it's just while I'm sleeping. And I can't sleep through that.
Okay. And also, one other point is, if we don't have regular times when we eat, then basically our body does not have our stomachs have built up gastric juice.
Yes.
But if we eat at irregular times, then the gastric juice will not be sufficient to digest the food. And then we have another cause of indigestion.
Please remember to check out Pertaining to Life Network at ptlnetwork.org. If you haven't done so already, please follow opensourcevegan.com on Facebook for more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Open Source Vegan.